This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Eaton Vance High Yield ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find smart bond selection from a specialized team with deep fixed income expertise. Get to know what's inside EVHY, the symbol of high yield done right, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, February 6th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon has raised the annual cost of its Prime membership about once every 4 years and has increased the fees for other services as well. That's led some to question whether they're getting their money's worth.
And then there were services that were previously included or quote-unquote free in as a part of the membership that became no longer free or included. So for one example is my most used perk, which was Whole Foods free delivery, which Amazon eventually charged $9.95 for each delivery.
We'll talk to WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Wynn after the break.
This spot is brought to you by Eaton Vance, the symbol of advanced investing. What's inside your ETF? With Eaton Vance High Yield ETF, you know. Inside, you'll find smart bond selection from a specialized team with deep fixed income expertise. Get to know what's inside EVHY, the symbol of high yield done right, at eatonvance.com/symbols. Before investing, prospective investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. The current prospectus contains this and other information and is available at eatonvance.com. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. Not FDIC insured. Offer no bank guarantee. May lose value. Not insured by any federal government agency. Not a deposit. Investments involve risk. Principal loss is possible. Distributed by Foreside Fund Services, LLC.
Recently, Amazon raised the fee for its Prime membership from $119 to $139 per year. But is it worth it? WSJ personal tech columnist Nicole Wynn was a Prime customer and recently quit. She joins me now. Nicole, how long were you an Amazon Prime subscriber, and why did you cancel your membership?
I first signed up for Prime in 2010, initially as a student. It was just an unbeatable deal, and then I became hooked on Prime and eventually paid full price. And I recently canceled my membership because I felt like I wasn't getting as much as I wanted to out of it for the price.
Lots of services similar to Prime charge fees. Why did Amazon's fee push you to do that?
It felt like it was incremental over time. Initially, the offering for $79 was fast, free shipping, and that's really all I needed. And then over the years, it bumped up to $99 and then $120 and eventually became $139. And then there were services that were previously included or quote-unquote free in as a part of the membership that became no longer free or included. So for one example is my most used perk, which was Whole Foods free delivery, which Amazon eventually charged $9.95 for each delivery.
Did Amazon have a $9.95 delivery fee from the moment it acquired Whole Foods? Was that from the start?
No. So initially, Whole Foods delivery was free within 2 hours, as long as you hit a certain minimum. And then at some point, it decided to charge a $9.95 fee. And I was okay with paying that for a while, but similar additional fees kept adding up. The freshest one is a $2.99 charge to watch Prime Video without ads. And that was a perk that you could get included in your Prime membership a month ago, and now you have to pay $3 a month for it. So there were just incremental hits that sort of added up over time.
But millions of people pay the fee. What value do they see in it?
Prime includes a number of perks. And so if you have a household of people who share your Prime membership, there's a pretty good chance that at least one person will benefit from one or several of these perks. So there is not only fast and free shipping, but also a growing library of books and magazines to read. There's streamed content on Prime Video, music that you can play in shuffle mode that's included in your membership. There's a credit card that gives you 5% cash back on Prime purchases. Prime is designed as a bundle, and bundles look like good deals to consumers. And that's why a lot of people have signed up for Prime and have paid for it and continue to pay for it.
When you canceled your own membership, were you concerned that you would miss out on the assorted services and perks that went along with that?
Initially, yes. I was most concerned with being able to order things on Amazon and get them in a timely manner. Then I realized I didn't stop shopping at Amazon after I canceled my Prime membership. And I realized that I could continue getting free shipping on Amazon without having to pay for a Prime membership, which is the main reason why I had it. And I didn't mind waiting the 5 days it took me to receive my items. And sometimes my items got to me in 2 days, which was a nice surprise. I sort of found myself continuing to use Amazon in the same way I had before, but without having to pay for that $139 Prime membership.
So there are ways to get around the fee and still get services and perks that you liked, but it just wasn't quite as immediate?
It wasn't quite as immediate. And of course, you don't get perks like being able to choose an Amazon locker for the items to be delivered to. You have more delivery options as a Prime subscriber. But I found that I didn't need those options. And in addition to that, there were other retailers that I found myself shopping at more frequently that offer free 2-day delivery. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, they all now offer free 2-day shipping. And if you're shopping outside of Amazon, then the Prime membership doesn't really make as much sense.
What does Amazon say about some of the criticism it has gotten about its fees?
An Amazon spokesman told me that putting ads in Prime Video enables the company to continue adding more content and investing in the streaming platform. We all know that content is very expensive. And so this price increase and adding ads is a way to pay for that. And they also say that Prime has always delivered disproportionate value and that it continues to increase the amount of items that members can buy with fast and free shipping, and that there are lots and lots of benefits included in the package, and that they continue to see strong renewal rates.
Is there any way to get a discount on the fees that Amazon charges?
Yes. If you are a student, you should definitely sign up for Prime Student. It's a fantastic discount if you're between 18 to 24, or if you're currently enrolled in school. Instead of $139 a year, it's $69 a year, and you get a 6-month free trial. It's much more affordable, and you get all the perks. If you also receive government assistance, then you can get Prime for a discount as well.
If a family's getting together and they're thinking, well, should we get Amazon Prime or not? What questions should they be asking themselves that could raise the value of it for their household?
One of the best ways to get the most value out of a Prime membership is to share it with someone. And through Amazon Household, you can share Amazon Prime benefits with another adult. And that adult doesn't even need to live in your same house, but you do share a payment method. In other words, the other adult has access to the credit card that you have on file. So it should be someone that you trust so that they don't run up charges on your credit card.
How can customers get their money's worth out of their Prime membership?
Make sure you use it. You will get more value out of Prime with frequent ordering or frequent streaming. And I think it's a good idea for everyone to do a subscription audit every so often. You know, I like to do it twice a year to make sure you're actually using what you pay for. Often subscriptions are successful for businesses because people forget to cancel or they're not tracking how their benefits are changing over time. And so it's always a good idea to assess. And so if you decide that you're sensitive to the increases in gas prices and Amazon saves you money on having to go drive to the store to get your weekly run of toilet paper and groceries, then maybe Prime is worth it. If you're not shopping online as much as you used to and turning to other retailers, then maybe reconsider having to pay that annual fee.
That's WSJ columnist Nicole Wynn. And that's it for Your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Ashleigh Ebling to discuss how to bulletproof your tax return. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.